Hello and welcome to another edition of Tourism Roundup. Today we look at Meet the People Day, a community tourism initiative. Community-based tourism affords travelers opportunities to experience local communities firsthand. It's unique in that it provides an alternative to unsustainable development, giving rural and poor communities an additional source of income. Community-based tourism also allows visitors to immerse themselves in the day-to-day lives of local and indigenous people while helping them preserve their environment and cultural heritage. And it allows tourists to spend time near areas that are rich in culture and biodiversity. The Tourism Ministry is on a continuous drive to encourage communities to improve their product and attract more visitors to the island. To boost this effort, $350 million has been allocated for the development of community tourism projects for this fiscal year.
We put in a lot of muscle. $350 million worth of muscle has been put in since this year to encourage persons. We said 20 communities should apply through JSIF. 22 communities applied. We'll select 20.
State Minister in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, Damien Crawford. Minister Crawford says this move aims to develop a more strategic approach to community tourism that will position communities as attractions. One way of doing this is through the Meet the People Day initiative. Meet the People Day will help to facilitate and encourage visitors already on the island to visit communities of interest and to experience firsthand the way of life of ordinary Jamaicans.
One thing we're looking at is what we call a Meet the People Day, where once a week we organize for communities that have sailability, whether through nature, through church, or through history, that they are represented in a booklet. Persons look at them, and on a Thursday, for example, they would leave and go to these communities.
A booklet will be created displaying all the sites and activities a particular community has to offer.
We should have the communities organize their activities and then have this Meet the People Day. And you have a list. And if you're interested in historical sites, you can go look at our churches and all those things. If you're interested in entertainment, you can go look at that. If you're interested in nature and if you're interested in gastronomy and food, communities can then make a big cookout and things like that. That community come together and make a cookbook and start sell that now for another $10 of how to use Jamaican seasoning. And you see the direction where we're going? Now, that community will benefit if every Thursday a new set of people is coming. And we can secure those persons by directing police and all them things that we know is Thursdays. And so that is what we want to achieve with this kind of Meet the People Day.
Minister Crawford says the initiative will not only allow the tourists to experience the offerings, but also provide a steady income for several community members.
Trenchtown actually have a map of where all these people used to live. Not only Bob Marley, but Peter Tosh, Manuel used to produce, Rita and him meat, where the porridge used to cook. Now, can you imagine then if Trenchtown could have that, where a youth could be trained as a tour guide now? Can you ever say we get 2-3 million people? So if out of that 3 million, Trenchtown knows that they might get 500,000 for the year. That's a viable business.
State Minister in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, Damien Crawford. The Meet the People Day initiative is one of several measures being implemented to boost Jamaica's community tourism offerings. And with that, we wrap up this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. For producer Camelia Guthrie, I'm Lorraine Mendez. One love. Out of many comes one
people singing. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, continues its drive to serve you better with a full rollout of its cashless system.
This will make your traveling experience much simpler and safer because you won't need to use cash, just your smarter card.
So what are you waiting on? Get your electronic smarter cards at the Halfway Tree Transport Center, Spanish Down Bus Park and JUTC office at 7 East Parade, downtown Kingston.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company.
Your route to excellence.
Photographers, come out to a training session on the required standards for passport photographs. Thursday, February 27 at the Gulf View Hotel at 10 a.m. Register early. Send your name, address, and telephone number to passportphotos@pica.gov.jm. Limited space available. Passport Immigration and
Citizenship Agency. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.